Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world, for the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord. How can we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back? Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, SG, lift it down. Say, can you hear?
Can you hear the call of the warrior? Can you feel the stirring
of
God?
Now's the time.
Now's the time to put on your armor. Now's the time to
say,
can you hear?
Can you hear?
What's the goal?
Glory to God, glory to God. Welcome to another Kingdom Builders International broadcast. And tonight, again, we have Apostle Pearl Flowers, who comes on every first and third Monday. Glory to God. Apostle Flowers, are you on the line?
Yes, I am here. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you. At this time, I yield the line to you.
Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I thank the Lord on tonight for the internet listeners and those that are streaming live and maybe listening by way of a cell phone or landline on tonight. I want you to be in high expectation. Be expecting. I'm looking to hear from God concerning your situation, concerning what you may be going through. And a lot of times we go into the house of the Lord, we go into the house of God, we look for God to move concerning us, you look for an answer, put it like that, look for an answer from God concerning what you're going through in your life, look for an answer concerning a way out, amen, lift your eyes unto the hills, beyond the hills of your help, knowing that all your help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. The 100th Psalm says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generation. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, the atmosphere be stirred up, God, in the name of Jesus, that your anointing be released, God. We declare, we decree miracles, signs, and wonders, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we decree creative miracles, notable miracles, supernatural miracles, God, going over the airwaves right now, the internet waves, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise right now, even through the cell phones, through the landlines, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, God, and we thank you, Lord, for moving supernaturally in the midst of your people on tonight, God. Father, we thank you and we praise you, O God. We thank you for your ministering angels being released on tonight. Father, we bind the powers of darkness. We send the powers of darkness back to the pits of hell right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your anointing break and destroy every yoke. We release the fire of God right now in the name of Jesus, God. Let this be a time of refreshing, Lord, for your people, God. Strengthen your people supernaturally, Lord, that is weary, because your word declares to be not weary and well-doing. If we faint not, then we shall reap the harvest. God, I speak a supernatural strength upon your people to endure in the name of Jesus, and that your people would continue to pray without ceasing, to pray without ceasing, and to be not weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. To be not weary in well-doing, to continue to pray, to pray, to pray, to pray without ceasing, to pray in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the harvest that is about to come. We thank you for the harvest that is about to come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we apply and we plead the blood of Jesus on tonight in the name of Jesus. We break the powers of the enemy. We come against all forms of witchcraft, black magic, white magic, hoodoo, voodoo, hexes, chants, spells, incantation, incense burning, candle burning, in the name of Jesus. We come against the works of darkness right now that will work and operate against the church, against the people of God, against the men and the women of God, in the name of Jesus. Word curses that have been released against the saints of God, we command those words to be powerless, void, none effect, that have been released in the atmosphere, and to die, to fall to the ground and not take root in the name of Jesus. And any words that have taken root in the people of God's life, we curse it right now from the root. We command it to die, to wither up, the weeds to wither up right now in the name of Jesus. We speak life, productivity, fruitfulness in the name of Jesus, progressiveness in the kingdom of God, moving forward, productivity, purpose-driven, walking in your destiny. We declare, we decree, we prophesy on tonight over this line in the name of Jesus, direction in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we forever give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Amen and amen. Well, you are in a treat on tonight. Actually, my wife, Prophetess Angel Flowers, she's going to be going forth on tonight. She has a word from the Lord. She has a prophetic word from the Lord. And I'm going to go ahead and just release it unto her. Let her go ahead and minister the word of the Lord that God has given her. She definitely has a word for those that need encouragement on tonight and need some understanding on why you're going through, what you're going through, and what you why you're experiencing what you're experiencing in your life on tonight. So, Prophetess Angel Flowers.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you even once again, even as the prayers have gone up. Lord, I yield myself as your vessel, God. Use me for your glory, God, for the needs of the people, God. Lord, you know what they need even before they even ask, God. And, Lord, we thank you for meeting every need, God, because you said every need that you shall supply, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for giving your people the patience, God, giving them the courage, God, to endure, Father, in the name of Jesus, the patience to continue to stand. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I bless you, God. We bless you. Lord, we thank you, God. We come against all backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just speak healing today, God. Even those that are listening under the sound of my voice, I speak healing even into their bodies, God. In the name of Jesus, healing to those, someone that's having issues with their kidneys, Father. In the name of Jesus, even as you showed me earlier today, God. Lord, you know who they are. Hallelujah. You know where the need is, Father. And I just see you, whoever it is today that's having an issue with their kidneys or someone you're standing in a gap for, even begin to lay hands on yourself and begin to allow the Lord to move through your body. And we just decree healing, God, even in their eyesight, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak peace, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I just thank God for being here. I thank God for those that are listening. I thank God for Apostle Flowers, my husband, as well as Apostle. I thank God for obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. I thank God for having an Apostle that will push me, that's pushing me forward, that has pushed me forward even in times past. Nothing is just about him. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that because you don't find that. It's rare. It's very rare to find that. A man of God that's willing to push you in the things of God. And I give honor to God for allowing him to be in my life and for bringing me my husband. Amen. I just thank God for that. And I just give all the glory and praise for my beautiful children. I have five children. All together it's five. And I thank God for them and what God has given me. God wants us to be good stewards over that which he's given us so that he can be fruitful and multiply. God wants us to be fruitful and to multiply in the things of God, be kingdom-minded. Hallelujah. The Muslims and Islam and all other countries, they believe in being fruitful and multiply. And they're raising up their children at an early age. They're raising them up while they're young to serve, to do their ministry, the kind of ministry that they believe in, which is to be risen up and to kill the Christians. This is what they're training their children in video games. They're training them in at an early age. I was watching something, and I saw them with their children. A baby was probably just able to walk, and he was bowing on the mat, being trained for service, being trained in the army. And God wants us to be trained in his army to release love into the hearts of people, into the hearts of men, to those that are sick, those that are dying, those that are walking around on the streets even now, and they're lost. They're crying. They're looking for answers. And we have the answer. And some have been straight and some have been raised up to as Muslim and Islamic and things like that. But God wants to deliver them and set them free. Hallelujah. God wants us to be that light that's shining, even in dark places. He wants to send us forth. He wants to be able to dwell in our bodies so that we can go forth, so that we can be fruitful and multiply the earth, so that we can speak into the lives of people. God is no longer desiring for us to just, yes, it's good. Yes, I got saved, and I start going to church, and I start, you know, going to church every Sunday. I go faithful and all of these things. That's good. But at some point, we must grow in the things of God. We must get off the diapers. We must get off the formula. Hallelujah. We must begin to walk and do what God has called us to do at some point. And I thank God for what he's doing in your life today, because God says there are some of you, God is pushing you forward to elevate you into the more, because God is going to raise up those that will, that will say, send me, I will go. Send me, I will go. Hallelujah. God wants you to go, man and woman of God. God says you've been sitting too long. Hallelujah. Harden not my heart and hear my voice, says the Lord. Hallelujah. See, some people are waiting. They're waiting on man to do what God has called them to do. We don't have to have a pulpit to minister the word of God. You don't have to be in a pulpit. It could be in your job, wherever you are. And I just speak it even so, even now, God, that even that you would give a passion, a new passion, a thrust, a fire for your people, God, that you would place it inside of them, even as they begin to cry out, Lord, Abba, Father, God, I need you to help me. I need you to strengthen me. Lord, push me into the place, the designated place that you have for me to be. Push me into that place, God. I don't want to be passive and continue on in the same place that I was last year, last week, yesterday. Hallelujah. But God is ready to raise up his army on today. He's raising up an army, a mighty army, is ready to do battle in the kingdom. Hallelujah. And it's not going to be about our churches. It's not going to be about our affiliations, what church you go to, and all of that, but it's going to be about the kingdom of God, because it's at hand. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, God, for doing it even now. Just begin to say, even wherever you are, Lord, I receive the place that you have for me. I receive it. Hallelujah. In the name, I receive it, God, that place that you have for me. Lord, I thank you for ascending forth, God, even now. Hallelujah, to do your will. Even as we were out last Saturday on the street doing the work, there were so many people that were just crying out. Before, even a gentleman, hallelujah, he had like dreads on in his hair and his pants, you know, jeans, you know, from being on the street and things. But even as before we can all the way approach the gentleman, he was already saying, I need prayer. Yes, I need he said, I need deliverance. He didn't just say, yes, I do want prayer. He said, I need deliverance. Yes, pray for me. The souls are crying out. They're calling, hallelujah, for us to pray for them. They want help. They're bound up. They're locked. So many people, they're bound on drugs and alcohol. And it's like there's no way of escape for them. Hallelujah. But God is sending a people that's going to stand in the gap. Hallelujah. Stand in the gap. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. We can even open your Bibles. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. In that verse 8, it says, we are troubled on every side, yet not in despair. Men and women of God, that's what's going to set us apart from the world. That it doesn't matter how troubled you are, how distressed, how perplexed that you are, how much you're in despair. Hallelujah. But you're going to still have the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. People are going to know, yes, I'm going through things. Yes, I've suffered some things. Some things have taken place in my life. But why does she still have her joy? I don't understand it. Why does she still have peace? Why do he still have peace? Why do he still have joy? Why is he so happy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they found their contentment in God. He is your source. He is your provider. He is everything that you need. If you just continue to trust him, continue to stand. Hallelujah. And I love to share about that diamond in the rough. I love to share about that. The women's ministry the Lord has given me, that God is making us a diamond in the rough. Even that diamond can withstand a lot of pressure and endure over years and years and years. It takes hundreds and hundreds of years for a diamond to be made. And diamonds, they are made. We walk over diamonds. We begin to crush them, even as people walk past, and they don't even recognize that a diamond is there underneath the surface. But as it's been walked over by animals, by people, for a long period of time, it's being crushed, it's being perplexed, it's being almost like destroyed, literally. It takes a lot to sharpen a diamond. A diamond goes through a whole lot. A diamond is able to withstand a lot, and that's what makes it its character. Even it talks about the carat. Even when you look at the diamonds, even women and men that has bought a diamond for someone else, or may even have a diamond yourself, it talks about the carat, and it talks about how much that diamond is worth. A diamond is only worth more because of what it's been through. The more you go through, the men and women of God, the more you've suffered, the more you're being polished. Even that pearl, even as the sand began to move in that pearl, it begins to make that pearl what it is. It begins to irritate it. And some things that you may be looking at like, man, this bothers me, this irritates me. I hate to see families that are separated. I hate to see those that are bound on drugs. I hate to see our men in the prisons. The things that bother you the most, that's how you know what you're called to do. Holly, because God has given you what it is that you need to do with that. He's equipping you with that. the things that bother you, God will begin to speak to you, have you to seek his face concerning those things. That's how you know this is what I'm graced to do. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I love to see healthy marriages and families. I'm always reading about it. I'm always researching in the word of God about it. I'm always seeking at how can I help someone else in their relationship? How can I help someone else that's going through, that's single, and they're struggling with their faith and with doubt and unbelief and is about to stray because they can't trust God the way that they need to because they're not running after him the way that they should. They don't have their priorities in line with God first. Hallelujah, because the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things is going to be added unto you, even those that are struggling. I was sharing with someone how I felt so bad one time, how I prayed, and we were having a prayer line at the time, and I prayed for someone. They said they needed clothes for their children. They were getting ready to start school. They needed clothes. And I prayed with them, and I spoke, and I touched and agreed. I prophesied, spoke into their life that God is going to add what it is that they need for their children, because even my children were getting ready to start back to school. And soon as I got off done praying and interceded for the women of God, as soon as I hit the phone, I could do nothing but cry. I said, God, I'm praying for someone else. That they get clothes, and I felt bad. I said, my children don't even have clothes. And I felt like, you know how you feel like you're being a fake or something. And I didn't feel right. I said, God, I'm praying. How can I pray and agree for someone else when I don't have it? And I have all the belief in the world, and I trust God, but I don't have it myself. And I began to cry. It was a cry in my spirit, even at night. And I was at the foot of my bed, I said, God, how can I pray this? How can I give someone something that I don't have? And I tell you what, guys, I tell you what, as soon as my children started back school, which was like a week or so, week or two later, my daughter came home from school, and she had a letter in her book bag. And in the letters, I was like, okay. You know, she said, Mom, it's a letter. Check my book. Open it up and check it. And she didn't get it out of her book bag and bring it to me or anything like that. But she said, Mom, it's a letter in my book bag. You got to read it, you know, and everything. She didn't take it out. So finally, I looked in there. I opened the letter. I said, okay, babe. Opened the letter. And in it was a check to go to the a particular store and spend over almost $300 to get clothes. And this is only a week or so later. Holly, but that which what you give out, God is going to give back unto you. If you sow in the spirit, you're going to reap in the carnal things. The word of God talks about that. Whatever you sow, even if you speak it, you prophesy it into somebody's life. Even if you naturally give into someone's life, God is gonna pay you. He's going to bless you. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for being God, because when we think that it got to happen this way, sometimes we can put God in a box and say, oh, you can't do this. Oh, you're not supposed to be doing that. You can't do this. We put limits on ourselves as vessels, and God is only thing God is asking is for a willing vessel to say, yes, I will do it. Yes, I will speak what you would have me to speak. I will say what you would have me to say. Hallelujah. And that puts me in a reminder. My daughter was very young. She was in like preschool, Head Start. And as I was there, I'm sitting there minding my own business, sitting in the car, and I watched a young lady. I've seen her many times as we would pull, the parents would pull up our vehicles and drop the students and wait at the door until they open up and bring walk our children in there to hang their coats up and all of those things. And I watched a particular young lady take a coat to another vehicle and give it to this person. And the Lord nudged me. He said, go and tell her that I'm going to heal her. And I said, what? I'm like, okay, you know, tell her I'm going to heal her. I'm like, and then I looked over there at her. I said, she don't even look like nothing wrong with her. You know, this is what my thinking was. But I was like kind of smiling when he said that. He said, go tell her. And I said, you know, a lot of times we look in our natural eye and we go by our natural eyes and what people look out on the outer. And lo and behold, I didn't know all this time that she was going through a struggle. The Lord didn't show me till after I was obedient and spoke to the young lady what was going on with her. And I walked into that school, and we happened to be walking out, and we were the last two. And she was kind of speaking to me this particular same day. And I said, okay, God, we'll make the opportunity, you know, for me to say something. And so even as she began to walk, even as we walked out, and our daughters, I didn't know, but she made it be known to me that her daughter and my daughter were like friends and everything. And as we walked out, we were like the last ones. And she began, her car was all the way to the right, and my car was all the way to the left. And I'm still not saying anything. And I was like, oh, God, you know, oh, God, you know. And I'm feeling this pull in my belly. I'm feeling a pulling. And she started to walk separate, like, okay, all right. And I was like, you know, in my spirit, I know. I said, you know you need to obey God. You need to open your mouth and say what God is saying. You know you need to obey. I felt it. And as she got further and further away, I felt this pulling in my spirit, like, oh. Like, you know how you know you don't obey God that you know, that I was going to feel it was going to hit me later, like, God, why I didn't obey you? But as we walked away a good while, and I came back toward her, I said, oh, no, I'm not going to let this. I'm about to obey God. It may not seem like it's what it is, but I said, God told me he's going to heal you. And because I was like, hey, I got her attention. And I was standing face to face with her before she got to the street. And I said, God said that he's going to heal you. And she looked at me and said, what? You know, like what in the world are you talking about? That's how she sounded. And then again, I said, God told me that he's going to heal you. That's the only thing God told me to say. He didn't have me to say anything more. And then she said, huh? And she, like, put her hand on her side, on her hip. You know, she's like, huh? Like, with a puzzled look. And she was looking at me, like, strange, like, huh? What are you saying? And then I said, well, I was over there, and I said, God told me to tell you that he's going to heal you. And she, at this, after the third, fourth time, she began to, now the expression changes. She had such joy of expression on her face, and she literally began to jump up and down. And she said, start praising God. She stopped praising God right there on the street and having a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I just was thanking God, and she said, oh, thank you, thank you. She was like, thank you, thank you. And she ran to the vehicle, and I went and got in my car, and I had such a joy, and I was praising God, too. I went up, got in my car, and I went up in the tongues and the Holy Ghost, went up in the spirit. And even as I began to drive off, and all the cars had already left and went back, you know, and even as I got to the stops outside of the parking lot of the school, and then I made cut a right, there's another stop sign. Even while in the middle of me driving, the Lord gave me a vision. And I saw the young lady, and I saw her throwing up over the toilet. I saw her literally throwing up over the toilet. And I didn't know that was her condition. I never even noticed it. So the next time, when I came back up to the school the next day, the Lord said, be there extra early, earlier than I usually be there. And I was like, okay, you know, that morning. And I got there extra early. And the grandmother, it really wasn't her mother, but it was her grandbaby's mother on the father's side. she was already there. She was at the door, and it was just the both of us. And she approached me at the door as I was standing and before any of the other parents came to that door, and she said, "You're the one who told my daughter, thus said the Lord, you told my," it wasn't really her daughter-in-law because they weren't married, but my daughter, I'm going to say daughter-in-law, that she's going to be healed. And she said that I have done the same thing you've done for years on the street, giving messages to people that what the Lord is saying. And I've been praying for her. She's been living in my household, and she does not believe in God. She's atheist. And I've been praying for her and crying and asking God, you know, to deal with her, that she will come into knowing the things of God. And she said, I've gone to many places on the street, wherever the Lord would tell me. It's a Caucasian lady. And she said that it was true and everything. And she was so, when she got in the car, she didn't know what it was, but she was so joyful and excited. She had not seen her like that before. And I thank God for being obedient to what God told me to tell her, to speak into her life. Obedience pays. And as we stood there, I began to, this time the Lord began to speak to me and have me to give her a suggestion, a hand gesture. And I told her, and I had my back because now other people were starting to approach as and to get in line, to form a line behind us somewhat. And I began to, I said, the Lord showed me this. And I began to speak to her, and I saw, I did a gesture of someone throwing up in the toilet. You know, I saw that in the, and I said, in the toilet. And everything, and her hair literally stood up on top of her head, and she had her eyes, and she shook her head up and down. Yes, that's exactly what it is. And I never even saw or noticed that she was skinny, cause, or tiny. She was very tiny. But after that day, every time I saw her, she had on her makeup, she was dressed, you know, just looked like a totally different person from that day forward when I saw the young lady. And everything, but amen, it pays to just do what God is calling us to do. Sometimes we put limits on ourselves. We say we're not ready, we're not equipped for it. I don't have what it takes. I don't have what it being all the ingredients that's needed. I don't have the education like I think I should. Let's look at Moses. He didn't have it all, everything. He stuttered. Just look at the men and women of God in the Word of God. They weren't equipped. They didn't feel like they were ready. Some of you, God is calling you to go overseas. God is calling you to go out into a new territory, new land. Some of you, God says you're waiting on a man. You're waiting on man to do what God is calling you to do. You're waiting on a woman. Hallelujah. Some God wants you to evangelize on your job. I see you speaking to those even outside your job. Some God just wants you to be continue giving to others because that's your ministry. It's giving. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you, God. Hallelujah. God says continue in my work. He don't want that light to be hidden in the darkness in that verse 6, for God who commanded the light, 2 Corinthians 4 in verse 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness had shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. That's why God was able to use a young boy, a young king named Josiah. That's why God was able to use willing vessels, those that will seek his face, those that will turn from their wicked ways, that will hear from heaven, those that will turn all over their plate and seek the face of God concerning the will of their life. It is very important that we walk in out the will, the purposes of God in this season. Sometimes we can go by our needs and we can make decisions because of a need that we have. But the law of God is not the same as the law of man. The word of God says, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and everything else is going to be added. In the world, it teaches you, if you want to have the finances, you need to save. But the word of God says, if you want to be blessed, you must give. It's a total different thing, a total different avenue. When you're speaking the kingdom language, and we have this mindset that God wants to break because we listen to people that's not saved, that don't know about the kingdom of God. And we put ourselves in these environments, and we feed ourselves with these things. Yes, it's good to save and things, but it's, hey, there's a balance. We must still be able to hear the voice of God, because when we just obey God, there's more fruit that can come out of it versus our putting our hands in it, trying to do it our way, trying to do it by our own intellect. And that's what God made us, to trust and depend on him. That's what he made us for, because he is Abba Father. He is our provider. He is everything that we need. And when we start trying to do it in our own self, in our own flesh, we're trying to make something happen. We want to be seen. We want to be noticed in the church. We're trying to make our own way prosperous. He said he's going to make your way prosperous. Hallelujah. We don't run to those that say things, oh, this can be a big door for you to open up. I can open this door. I thank God for doors opening. But that's not our mindset, trying to get a big door to be open. Yes, if it's the Lord's will, we want to walk in the doors. We want to move forward so we can bless the people of God. Because if we go in our own way and it's not the direction of God, the straight and narrow path, then we're out of the will of God. And I don't want to be out of the will of God. We don't want to be out of the will of God. And God wants you all to know tonight that he loves you with an everlasting love. And God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Just continue to trust God. Continue to stand on his word. Hallelujah. He shall deliver you. He shall set you free. Even your shortcomings, even where you have fear, where you lack faith, God is going to perfect those things that's concerning you. There's so many of us, so many of you that have books yet to be written, books yet to come out, songs yet to come out. And I just prophesy today that you will come forth in the name of Jesus. Some of you, God has blessed you with kingdom-minded businesses, entrepreneurs, to be a blessing to many others that need jobs and things. Because it's your ministry, even those that have a teaching abilities. Hallelujah, Lord. We just bless you today. We seal, God, your word. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Hallelujah. We thank you. We receive it. Hallelujah. Apostle, hallelujah. Is the Lord giving you anything? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We agree, God, with your word that it shall be established on earth as it is in heaven for the lives of your people. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to open up the lines for prayer.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Amen. You can do an altar call.
Amen. Praise God. I don't really have the time in front of me, so hallelujah. For those that would like to be saved, that God has touched your heart and you want to commit your life to God tonight, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I admit that I've sinned and I've fallen short of the glory of God. Lord, I repent for my sins. That means I turn away from the direction, from the way that I was going. And Lord, I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, baptize me with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I choose this day that I will obey the word of God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. John 1 and 9. I now confess all my sins and repent. I claim forgiveness and cleansing. I believe that your blood cleanses me now from all sin. Thank you for redeeming me, cleansing me, justifying me, and sanctifying me in your blood. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen, and glory to God. And if you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're on the phone lines or over the internet, and you do not have a Bible, you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.org, and we would love to send you a Bible or an MP3 player of the Bible. Glory to God. The angels are rejoicing. Glory to God. And that's what this is all about, bringing souls into the body of Christ. Tonight, it was about you, and glory be to God. And also, if you would like to make a donation to the ministry, you can also, again, go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. And it is a secure website. And Kingdom Builders International also has 5 o'clock a.m. and 6 o'clock a.m. prayer Monday through Friday. And the number is 218-895-2180. 218-895-2180, and the code is 7729, which is the word pray. Glory to God. And this at this time, the lines will be open. Glory to God. And I just thank you, woman of God, for coming forth and allowing the Lord to use you tonight.
Thank you. Glory to God.
And God gives all the glory. Okay, at this time, the lines are open. If you have a prayer request or a comment or a praise report, you may come forth now.
Praise God, Evangelist. This is Prophetess Teresa, and I am just delighted to hear the woman of God, Prophetess Angel Flowers, to come forth with such elegancy. And God bless you. I was just delighted to hear your voice and to hear you on the broadcast tonight.
Truly, God bless you.
I was blessed, you know, just blessed. It's just such a blessing to hear man and woman, husband and wife, working together as a team. And as you said, that he pushed you. And that's such a rich blessing. That he's pushing you to and encouraging you to go out and take the land and do what God has ordained for you to do. Truly, that is a blessing indeed. So I'm truly blessed tonight to even hear you go forth with the word of God and just how you expounded on how God is to be a vessel. And even when God gives you that word and how we have to step out in faith and just bring forth that word, because it's something at the end of it. Somebody's going to get blessed. Souls are going to get saved and brought to the kingdom for being a vessel that God can use. You know, just opening up your mouth, and you know when you open it up that the kingdom of God is just activated. So I was truly blessed to hear you bring forth that word, and We certainly received the prophetic word that you gave, and I want to encourage you to just stay.
I
want to
get my dad to go with it.
Stay in faith, and just stay out there, and just keep doing what God have ordained you to do. Amen. God.
Thank
bless
you, woman of God. Thank you. Hallelujah. And woman of God, I just hear God saying that's a mighty exploit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you going into new land, new property. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I see properties as well. Hallelujah. I see properties. Hallelujah. God is placing that in your hand. Hallelujah. Even wealth, even in your hand. Hallelujah. And not, it's not even that it's your desires. Hallelujah. Because your desires are the things of God. Woman of God, but God says, even you be encouraged. Hallelujah. And be strengthened in me. God is getting, he's taking you into higher heights and deeper depths in the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Higher heights. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord even speaking in your ear, the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. To the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just see, I don't know, but I see conferences. Hallelujah. Conferences. I see God's hand being upon that. Hallelujah. God says, be strengthened and go in me. Hallelujah. In my name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, God, for the waters flowing, the rivers of living waters flowing, God. Even as her hands are licked, I speak the blessings over her in the name of Jesus, God. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Lord, keep her, God. Strengthen her, God. Even her body, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless you. We thank you, God, for this woman of God. Even as we're all in agreement, we bless you, God. We thank you for what you're doing in our life. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I thank you for those that you called into her destiny. Hallelujah. Those that you've called to be alongside her, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do it for your glory. Willing workers, God. Ha, ba, 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 sha. Oh, maha. Ha, ko, mandala, la, ba, sha, ba, ka. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for doing it. Know that, God, it's done. It's already done. Hallelujah. And I just speak a peace over you. Hallelujah. Peace over you, over your mind. I speak peace. Hallelujah. I speak strength, God. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed, woman of God.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hamasa. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is bringing some healing, healing in the heart. I speak healing even now. Oh, Masi Maha. Hallelujah. Rejection, the pain. Hallelujah. We speak healing, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is so. It is so. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. I receive that, woman of God. God bless you.
Praise God. God bless you.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Does anyone else would like to come forth now? You may come forth.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for coming on the line tonight, being obedient to our Father and our Lord, Jesus Christ, and allowing the Holy Spirit to use you tonight, bringing us that mighty word. And thank you for reading to us of our Father's word to us, bringing it back into our remembrance. In the name of Jesus, I just thank my Heavenly Father for you. I thank God for you imparting a word, a blessing into my prophet's life, my prophet Teresa's life.
tonight, and I am in total agreement and prayer in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Father, for bringing the men and women forth on the line tonight. I thank God for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International Ministry, my prophetess Teresa, my evangelist Hannah, and all the men and women on the line. And you, woman of God, I thank you for speaking and being obedient to God and speaking into the other woman's life. When God told you to tell her that he is going to heal her, I thank you for not leaning to your own understanding. I thank you for taking the time to read God's word and getting to know our Father so you wouldn't lean to your own understanding to help set this sister free. Hallelujah. I thank God for that, woman of God. I thank God for you letting us know that you stand with your husband in ministry. You stand with your husband walking in the Lord. That gives me faith, increased faith in our Father, to for God to let me know that he has someone just for me, for to do the desires of his heart together with me in ministry. I'm looking forward to it as well. And that inspires me so much. It inspires me. And I just thank you for coming on the line tonight. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I just heard what, even as you were speaking, that God was saying he's meeting every need. Hallelujah. I heard the Lord speaking that he's going to meet every need. And some things that you have up before the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, even specifically. And I just speak a financial increase in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So even with the increase, that he's going to be blessed, a blessing to be a blessing to the ministry, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for opening up the doors, Father. In the name of Jesus, opening up the windows of heaven. In the name of Jesus, and pouring even into her bosom, God, even as she poured to the men and women of God's bosom. In the name of Jesus, Father, lifting up the arms in prayer, God. In the name of Jesus, I see you in prayer. Hallelujah, strong prayer, mighty warrior in prayer. Hallelujah, I see prayer. Hallelujah, I see a lot of things being birthed forth in prayer, woman of God. Oh, Messiah, I see you on your knees seeking the face of the Lord like never before. I see this. Hallelujah, God's going to birth forth many, many, many souls. Hallelujah, are going to come forth. Hallelujah, from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and I see you as well speaking the word of the Lord. And I just break every curse, every bloodline curse in the name of Jesus. I break every spoken word over your life, every assignment against you that would try to stop you, that would try to hinder you. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace to your mind. Peace. Ha. I speak rest. Oh, my heart. Rest. Hello, my sham, my co, my sha. Oh, my heart. La bandera, la bo sham, my bastia. Oh, he stirred you up in your belly. Habasha. Ah. Oh, Babasha. Oh, Maha.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Habasha. He stirred you up even in your belly. Habasha. To prophesy. To prophesy. Oh, Maha. The prophetic voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear him speaking to you so clearly. Hallelujah. God's going to give you clear directions. Hallelujah. Clear instructions. Hako Masi Maha. Oh, Basha. And Lord, I thank you for a spirit of obedience.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. It's better than sacrifice.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 It is so. Hallelujah. It is so in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise and worship. Praise and worship. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Halabasha. I see the Lord put a pep in your foot, a step in your foot. Halabasha. Oh, my God. Halabasha. Baka. Oh, my see, my ha. Oh, Babasha. Even as your feet move, the enemy got to flee. Hallelujah. Even as your feet move, Maha, Maha.
Oh,
oh, glory, glory, glory. Fire, fire. Shut up in your bones. Ah, Masi Maha. You're flying out like never before. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes. Oh, freedom, freedom, freedom.
Hallelujah.
Liberty.
Thank you.
Ha-ba-ti-ya. Oh, I love how God is even breaking off everything that would try to, every weight, everything that would try to pull you, ha-la-ba-ti-ya, to the left and the right, ha-la-ba-ti-ya. He's breaking it off even now. Hallelujah. Ah, basha.
Thank you, Lord.
God has a specific destiny, a specific purpose for you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A specific destiny, a specific purpose for you. Hallelujah. God even knows your mate. He even know him by name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, a specific Hanamashia walk with the Lord. Havasha. Hallelujah. Continue to stay focused on Him, on the things of God. Continue. Continue. Hallelujah. In my word. Continue, woman of God. Be strengthened in the Lord. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I just want to jump in real quick. This is Apostle Flowers. I heard it even as Prophetess Flowers was ministering to you. I heard that you have a word for the nations. And also I saw that you were pregnant with nations, with an S on the end, coming forth from out of you as well, especially when she was speaking about a specific work that God has for you to do, a special work that the Lord has for you to do. The work is great. That God has for you. That's why you have experienced, you know, so much warfare because you are a woman of war. I mean, I see that you are a woman of war, and you have encountered that and experienced that is because of what God has placed on the inside of you and the work that God has called for you to do, to possess the land and take the giants, amen, to slay the giants in the land. God has called you to be a giant slayer. You know, you don't deal with small demonics. Spirit before you deal with master demons, you deal with giants. That's the anointing that is upon your life. That's why the attacks and different things just seem to be so great that comes up against you. And at times the enemy tried to, you know, discourage you and try to use things to drain you, to tire you out and everything, but God said continue to endure. Continue to endure hardship as a good soldier. Man, there is a reaping process that is about to come and that is about to take place concerning you, woman of God. You continue to be faithful. You continue to be diligent in the things of Him. You're not going to go unrewarded. You're not going to go unrewarded. God's going to bless the works of your hand. God is already blessed. God's really going to do exceedingly abundant above all that which you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you, because you're birthing many sons, as the woman of God was saying. You're birthing many sons, and many daughters are coming forth from you. I see God using you to push them forth. You meant to push them forth even the more. And I see you even doing the greater works of the Lord. You say, great works have I done, but greater shall you do, says the Lord.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
God bless. I just want to say to my leaders, Apostle Flowers and Angel Flowers, that I'm really proud of you guys, and I just thank the Lord for you. You all are such an inspiration. Such an inspiration. And I heard something different tonight. I even felt a different type of anointing that you all was flowing in. This is Apostle Pulley. And
how you doing?
I'm blessed. I was very inspired by the word, and as well as my father and my stepmother was too. I just want to encourage you all to just keep on doing what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing. Amen. And I'm just very proud of you. I'm proud to be a part of you guys, and I just want the world to know it.
Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you. Thank you for being in agreement and your support, even of us. Hallelujah. And we just agree with you now. We just speak the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrows with it, God.
Thank
even concerning his family, we speak peace to your family, God.
In the name of Jesus,
we speak love. We speak joy, God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for sending you send the word, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for even stirring up the waters, God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, is stirring up the waters.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Arise.
Yes,
somebody else, the Lord, I believe the Lord's giving you a word for him. Hallelujah. If you know, praise God. Apostle, I know they're over.
Thank you, Jesus.
The line. So.
Yes, we agree. Amen. 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 Man of God, I just want to encourage you with this. God said that you shall pursue, overtake, and you will recover all, and your ladder is going to be greater than the former.
It's going to be great, man of God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Y'all be blessed.
Amen. Y'all be blessed.
Be blessed, man of God. Yes, glory to God. Glory to God. Again, Apostle and Prophetess Flowers, we just thank God for you guys and teamwork and working together, you know, for the Lord and allowing God to use you tonight, woman of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Jesus, thank you, Lord, that it's just done for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Prophet Teresa, I yield to you.
Amen. Well, Father God, I thank you for what you have done tonight, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we honor and we adore you, Lord God. We magnify your holy name, God. And, Father, we just lift up the woman of God to you, Father. And we just ask you right now, Lord God, that you would even give her the desires of her heart, Lord God. Father, that you would provide and allow that her family and everyone in her family, Lord God, that they would be so in love with one another, Lord God, that one could not fall without the other, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, her children, and every single thing that concern them, Father. We ask you to strengthen them, Lord God. Give them their needs, Father. Supply them, Lord God, with all sufficiency, Lord God. Father, you said if we delight ourselves in you, Lord God, Father, you said that you would give us the desires of our heart. So, Father, we just lift her up to you, God, and we just ask you right now, Lord God, that you will perfect everything that's concerning her, Father, everything that's concerning them, Lord God. Father, we ask you for an anointing of fresh oil. Let your fresh oil, let it penetrate from the top of their heads, Lord God, to the soles of their feet. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are able, Lord God, to touch and agree, Lord God, and get an answer in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you satisfy them, Lord God, with all good things, Lord God, and even the membership, Father. Father, I thank you that they would be, Lord God, followed, that they would have a great fellowship. Every time that they open the doors of the church, Father, that your anointing, that it would flow, Lord God, that a supernatural blessing will come forth, Father, for it's all for your glory. And we thank you, Lord God, that your angels are encamped around them, God. We call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your angels have been given charge over them, Father, and every need is met, God. And, Father, we thank you that even their enemies will have peace with them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have already done. And, Father, we ask you to renew, refresh, restore everything about them, God, as you have poured out, Father, to your people. God, that you would replenish her, renew, restore, give it back to her, Father, 100-fold. And, Father, as she stand on the wall and she stand beside her husband, God, Father, we just ask you for supernatural strength, that she would hold him on one side as he holds her on the other, and that they are one in you. And we thank you, God, that you're abiding in them, and they are delighting in you, God. And others would see you, Lord God, and they would faint not, because they're going to reap in due season. And we just glorify you, and we magnify you, and we love you, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, because we understand that the blood still speaks. And, Father, we thank you for that prophetic word that have went forth, and all that have received that word, Father. Father, that they would embrace it, and the manifestation would come forth. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we glorify you and we magnify you. In Jesus, Hashatarah, his holy name. For it is so.
Thank you, Lord.
That our youth would be renewed like an eagle, God. Fly high, says the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. You're set in the background. Ramakosha. For God is bringing you to the forefront. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And God said that it shall be established.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And even your ways have pleased the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For it is
thank you, Lord.
For God said he's moving upon some things that have concerned you. God is moving upon those things. And he has heard your cry.
Thank
and he know
you.
Your concern. But God said, be in expectation.
Yes, Lord.
For the manifestation. For this is
a season
to rejoice, says the Lord.
Yes,
for this is a
God.
Season to rejoice.
Thank you, Lord.
This is
Hallelujah.
A season to rejoice.
Yes,
and in your rejoicing,
Lord.
The manifestation is being brought forth.
Thank
yes,
you.
God.
Thank you, God.
Oh,
you,
my
God.
God.
And all that you are doing, God.
Mm.
And we thank you for the hedge of protection around your daughter, God.
Mm.
We thank you, Father, every place that she go, Lord God, that you're with her. Every place
thank
that
you,
she drives, Lord God, that you're with her, God.
Thank
and
you,
even
Lord.
When she opened her mouth, God, Father, that
thank
the manifestation
you.
Will come forth soon, God, in
yes.
the name of Jesus. For
thank
it is so. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And glory to God.
I receive
Amen.
It. I receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is so.
Amen. 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 And glory to God. Prophetess Flowers, do you have any last comments before we off to lunch?
No, I'm full myself. I'm full.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God.
That word is rich. I receive the words, everything. It's a blessing. Thank you. Thank you all so much for the words, the encouragement, everything. I receive it all.
Glory to God.
Confirmation to me in my spirit. Thank you.
Yes, and the word that you have spoke to Prophet Teresa concerning conferences with the S on the end. We had did a prophetic conference in August in the Detroit, Michigan area. God blessed so much, and it was so many testimonies that came forth. They want us to come back. So now Prophet Teresa is planning another conference in the Detroit area for the second week of April. Glory to God. So God gets it is just an honor for me to be a part of it. And one of the teachers at the conference, and just to see the Lord move and break free and to love on women and men of God, glory to God, to strengthen the intercessors, glory to God. So God get all the praises and honor and glory. And again, Prophetess Flowers, can you give some information out on your ministry before we hang up?
Amen. And I want to add to that. I heard the Lord say it's going on the air as well. Hallelujah.
Glory
I heard that. It's
glory
going on
God.
The air. Hallelujah.
Glory
as well, the
God.
Ministry that's going forth. I see it going on the air. I don't know if it's going to be at a certain place where you're going to be, but I just see it going on the air. I heard that. For the ministry. Praise God.
Glory
Amen.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The name of the women's ministry is Diamonds in the Rough International. It's called Diamonds in the Rough International Ministry the Lord gave me. And the name of our church ministry, home base is Repair of the Breach International Ministry. Apostle Flowers, you there?
Yes, I am.
You can give that.
I was letting you do what you do.
Go ahead, Apostle.
Amen. But we're located at 11201 South Cottage Grove, and that's in Chicago, Illinois, 60628. And we're there Sundays at 3 p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. That's in Chicago, Illinois. Again, it's 11201 South Cottage Grove in the upper room. We're located in the upper room. And also we're going to be in the Gary, Indiana area at Restoration for Destiny Ministry. I'll be ministering there Saturday, October the 13th at 7 p.m. I'm going to be with Bishop Collins. And the address is 1709 Madison Street in Gary, Indiana. And also I'm going to be with the Integrity of Praise Ministry. I'm going to be ministering for their founders. Week Sunday, October the 28th, around 10:30 a.m. I'm going to be with them. Also, where Apostle Peterson is the overseer and the pastor of Integrity of Praise Ministries.
And next Tuesday night, I believe.
Oh, yes, that's it. Next Tuesday night, we're going to have Apostle Solomon with us again from Cape Town, South Africa. We just want to thank those that have came out and supported us.
Yes,
every time
thank you
we
so
have
much.
The men of God to come in, we appreciate those that came out and your support and everything. You as well, woman of God, we just thank God for those of you.
Thank
and again,
you.
We're going to have the men of God with us next Tuesday. We just had them this past Sunday, so we're going to have them next Tuesday at 7 p.m. at 11201 South Cottage Grove Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. If you need more information, just give us a call on the church line, area code 773-888-3356.
God, I believe that service that Tuesday night is going to be, the anointing is going to be higher and higher and thicker, even as he's come back into the States and he's at other ministries and things and so forth. But even as he come back into the house, I'm seeing it, that it's going to be, the anointing is going to be even heavier and thicker. Hallelujah. God's going to remove burdens and destroy yokes. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you all. Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And again, Apostle Flowers and Prophetess Flower come on every first and third Monday of the month at 8 p.m. So join in again. Go tell someone. They can go on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Buddhist International and listen to the broadcast again. Glory to God. And again, woman and man of God, we just thank you for your faithfulness to the line. And again, I give a shout out to everyone that has called in on the phone lines and to all our internet listeners. Glory to God. And thank you also for your faithfulness. Glory to God. And again, Kingdom Builders International love you, but God love you even more. And you continue to have a blessed evening. Glory to God.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.
Goodbye.